All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to tonight's team call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. It is Monday evening, June 3rd, 2019. Welcome to the month of June. This is the sixth month of the year. So we have completed 5 months of the year 2019. As we progress through this year, we're going to be celebrating the halfway point of the entire year of 2019. And the reason I bring that up is because I just want to point out to everybody listening this evening how quickly a year in the life of your business goes by. But also, I want to talk to you this evening about how much you can accomplish and how much you can set the tone and set the pace for the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years of your life based on what you do over the rest of the year 2019. What you do over the month of June in 2019, and honestly, what you do this week and in the next 24 hours in your business. So again, welcome June 3rd. I want to remind everybody that I will be in Raleigh, North Carolina this weekend. We have all of the information about this leadership event. Excuse me, the Young Professionals Millennial Movement Leadership Event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Starts Friday evening. All of the details are on the event center. So log into your back office on successteamworld.com. Go to the events toolbar, the event calendar icon, and click there. And you will be able to get access to the details. And there's a link even on the calendar that will link you over to the events page, the Eventbrite page for this event so that you can get your tickets. There's still tickets available, as that's what I've been told. There are still some tickets available. I'm excited to see all of you there. And by the way, while I'm saying that, many of you have reached out to let me know that you're going to be there in attendance live at the event. Do me a favor. Make sure you post on our Facebook group. Make sure you let me know somehow. Most of you are connected to me on Facebook Messenger. Do me a favor and just let me know if you're coming to town and when so that we can get all of our group together casually or formally or however we end up doing it. But I know there's going to be a bunch of us. I just don't know how many that bunch is going to be. But I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina at the big event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm looking forward to that. Join me, won't you? And you get some more of me tomorrow morning. That'll be on Tuesday, June 4th, as I'm going to be doing a special webinar tomorrow morning. This is also in your event center. I'm going to do this webinar on the cash flow quadrant, some information, and you know, based on the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that's where the cash flow quadrants were first introduced by Robert Kiyosaki. I've got a copy of the book here. I've been preparing the webinar for you. And the book, of course, now I'm holding it and you can't see me. The book Rich Dad, Poor Dad absolutely changed the direction of my life because I read this book and I read about residual income. I read about the fact that wealthy people taught their children something different than I had been taught my whole life. It opened my mind to the possibilities that I could do more than I had been doing, that I could have a path that was different than the path that I was on. And this book put me on the journey to look for something that I could call my own and call more than just a job, but a career. And in fact, what has become for me a calling. And I hope it has for all of you as well. But this incredible Legal Shield business really arrived in my lap as a business opportunity when I went on a search following reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I want to take everybody on some of that journey with me tomorrow morning. So register for the webinar and join me. And do me a favor, even if you cannot be on the webinar with us live tomorrow, register anyway. By registering, you will get an automated notification for the replay when we make the replay available. So I'd love to have you on there with me. If I have time, I'll take comments and questions. But either way, make sure you register so that we can get you the replay to that. So this evening, I just want to get right into it. I'm excited. We had a phenomenal month of May. I know you heard Mr. Mike Rich's talk this morning on our B2B support call about what a phenomenal month the month of May was, and even just the last few days and the last 24 hours of the month of May. And for those of you building a sales organization, building a world-class team, I hope that you're having that experience as well. I hope you're waking up every morning to more new sales on the books, override dollars being deposited in your bank account every day, every business day, 5 days a week if there's no holiday. I hope you are getting a deposit from Legal Shield, because that's what this is all about. It's about cash flow. We have this incredible business where we get to serve and protect families with Legal Shield and ID Shield. We get paid a one-year advance commission. That should be incredibly motivating for us. We get to go and do something meaningful and get paid a meaningful amount of money for doing it. And that also creates override income for you as the team leader. I hope that motivates you to go and build a massive professional team. We talk a lot about that. You hear me say to build a world-class organization. You hear me say build an international team. You hear me say all of these kind of one-liners that you've heard me say over the years. I hope they're getting through, though. I hope they're not just bouncing off or passing through. I really want you to understand that there is a different future for those of you that are willing to do the daily disciplines of building an international world-class team. We talked about those last week. Maybe I'll come back to those if I have time. Here's what I want to get into first, though, as we progress with the call this evening. Let me ask you this. What will it take? And maybe if you're writing notes, and I hope you're somewhere safe where you can write notes, I want you to write down the question so that you can answer it later when the call is over, when it's dark, when your family has gone to sleep, when you have that quiet time, and please, with the television off and all of the digital devices turned off and no warm glow from the TV, laptop, tablet, computer, smartphones, none of that. Just in peace and silence with yourself. I hope you'll take time this evening to answer this question. What will it take to get you to take real action? Other people would say, what's your why? And we've had a lot of exercises, and we'll continue to have these exercises where you identify your motivators. What is your why? Why are you doing this business? But I just want to go I want to get real tonight. I want to talk to you because there's a lot of new people, and new people need to hear it in a way they can understand it. You don't know what I mean, probably, if you're brand new, when I say, what's your why? And if you've been around a while, you need pattern interruption. You've heard me say, and other leaders say to you so many times, to focus on your why, or what is your why, or to identify your why. You need me to say it in a different way. So here's what I'm saying this evening. I'm saying, what is it going to take in your life? What moment will finally arrive where you will take real action in your business so that you can have a completely different future than the one that's laid in front of you? What is it going to take? And the reason I'm so passionate and wound up about this evening is because of the news that came out today. So you didn't hear it this morning because it broke after that. 12 million more people have been exposed because of a data breach today. Today, 12 million people had their identity information, their most private medical information exposed. We don't know what the ramifications or the extent of this is yet, and we won't know for years. If you've been around for a while, you've heard us talk about this. You don't know for years the real extent of the damages from these types of breaches. But Quest Diagnostics today, and they explained it in great detail about third-party vendors and the way they connect on their computers. And we don't need to know any of that tonight. All we need to know is 12 million more people are vulnerable. 12 million more people, their private medical information exposed. And I ask you, what is it going to take for you to get to real action? Because I've been in this business a long time, and I've seen days like today where everybody's excited. And if I go on Facebook, and I won't because I was there earlier and it was getting me frustrated, where everybody's posting about this. But they're just posting, they're shouting, they're spamming, they're not solving anything. And they're hoping and praying that just by posting the news, that's, by the way, it's in the news, that the news doesn't need you to post the news, that it's going to somehow miraculously lead to business. I've seen this happen before. Just in the last few, just recently, in the last 30 days or so, First American Financial announced that 885 million files going back 16 years, exposed. They don't know the extent or how long, really. That was all exposed. Basically, again, people's private, secure, financial information, private information, all of this just available widely on the internet for anybody to get access to. You've heard us talking about that on these calls. And we go back to Equifax, which we thought would be the watershed moment where just anybody listening to this call this evening, where just anybody could just go and pick up your bags of money because the Equifax breach of 143 million Americans, the most comprehensive, if you want to use that word, data breach of all, touched the most people, made the most news for the, and just made this incredible impact in the news cycle. And people were genuinely fearful. People were genuinely afraid about First American Financial. They're going to be afraid right now about Quest Diagnostics. But the reason I am so wound up this evening is because for every person that uses these moments as an opportunity in their business, there's a lot more. There's a multiplier on that. Like 10 or 20 or 30 times as many associates decide to spectate, watch, see what happens. Here's what happens, by the way, in the news when what goes on, like the Quest Diagnostics breach today, when this happens, here's what goes on out there in the universe and how it affects you and I in business. Because, by the way, we are in the business of solutions to the very problems. And I'm not just talking about identity restoration, which is an incredible solution. I'm not just talking about the fact that we can put Legal Shield coverage in the palm of the hands of every American family with ID Shield so that when they are being arrested, detained, questioned because they're a victim of identity theft and they're not the person that committed those crimes, but the records say different, that they can have an attorney 24/7, the tap of an app away. I'm not even talking about the potential of all of that for a second. I'm just saying, just for a moment, just understand what happens in the marketplace during one of these data breaches. First of all, it creates top of mind awareness for consumers, for business owners, for human resources managers, for employees of the companies. So how does that affect us? Well, when it's top of mind, it's even more natural for you and I to have a conversation with a friend, family member, somebody from church, somebody we work with, somebody we go to school with about ID Shield. Because it's in the news, it has third-party credibility for the problem. So yes, you and I know what the problem really is, but it is interesting that you can have moments like this where in addition to you knowing what the problem is, knowing that identity theft reaches far beyond your credit score, that it touches people's lives far beyond whether or not there's inaccuracies on their credit report, that it impacts people at the deepest levels, turns their worlds upside down. It's nice to have the credibility of all of the news that the regular, normal, everyday citizen watches, the news, reads the paper, gets the reads news on the internet. All of that is saying identity theft, and here you are, ready to have a conversation, to do a proper presentation. See, it creates top of mind for the consumers. What about the business owners? What must it be like for you as a Legal Shield associate, for I as a Legal Shield associate, to walk into a small business owner today and be able to talk about ID Shield, to open the door to talk about our small business legal plans, to open the door to talk about offering Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary benefit to the employees of that company? What must it be like? How heaven sent must it feel? How interesting must it be for you to walk in on that day or the next day when it's all over the news? And here you are, waiting for your moment. See, it's top of mind. It's third-party credibility. It provides us an opportunity, by the way, to solve these problems for our potential members. Because they don't have to go to bed tonight. If we do what we say we're serious about, and this is where I get a little wound up, because a lot of times, and hear this with love, because I coach with love, but people do call it tough love. But we all like to high five each other and say we're doing important work, that what we do matters, that we're making a living and making a difference. But I suggest to you that there are people that will go to bed, people that you and I know tonight will go to bed worrying about how this breach will touch their lives. Because they understand how the last breach touched their lives or someone they know. They understand the mess that it's taken and the toll it's taken on people that can't get approved for a mortgage and move into a new home. They can't refinance the home they have and take advantage of a more favorable rate. That can't get a job or can't get a promotion because of inaccuracies due to identity theft. I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to help you to understand that there is a conversation going on in the minds of the people that you and I know, and they're worried and they don't know what to do. And the news is fanning the flames of fear because they don't have a solution and they don't get ratings for a solution. They get ratings for getting you to tune in or click and to learn more about why you're scared and why you should be more scared and to continue on. Now, I want to be really strong with you about this because I'm going to make my point here in a moment. But we have an opportunity to solve problems for our potential members, for people that have said, you know, I don't think I need that in the past, for companies that said, I don't think this is a benefit that our people will sign up for, so we're not going to offer it right now. We have an opportunity to go back and be busy today and tomorrow right away while it's in the news. Because right now it's top of mind. Right now we have third-party credibility. Right now we have an opportunity to really solve a problem, to really, truly make a difference in the lives of people we care about. And by the way, it's not just that one problem we solve, because as I talk about on this call as often as I possibly can, that yes, we are in an economy where more people are working than ever before. We also have more people that are frustrated and unfulfilled than ever before. We have people that are working 2 and 3 jobs and they dream of a different world, like I did when I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. We have people that are earning a multiple six-figure income in corporate America and they dream of time freedom that I didn't even know could possibly be available when I was in their position. See, we solve another problem because we have an incredible opportunity. The opportunity that we talk about here on Monday evenings, that we can build an international team. We can build a team of real people helping their communities. And this situation provides a more exciting recruiting atmosphere. So whether you're recruiting for people that are going to do the spare time, earn extra money part-time so they don't have to go get another job and find and negotiate for more childcare, etc., so they can work a part-time job, or full-time people. Maybe you want to recruit people directly into the business-to-business side, into business solutions. Maybe you just want to work with insurance agents and help them to get Legal Shield and ID Shield as part of their portfolio to offer to their clients. Whatever it is that you consider to be recruiting, we are in the most exciting recruiting atmosphere. Because I can promise you that your friends that are looking at other spare time or part-time potential side businesses are not looking at things that are in the news every day, that are in the news making the case for why you need to own the services we market. Your friends and people that you're going to interact with that are looking for a new career, a home, a place where they can be in total control of their time and total control of the potential for earning income, they want all of that, but they're looking at companies that are not solving a problem that's in the news right now, that's affecting millions and in some cases hundreds of millions of people. And that's what the news is saying. So you've got this exciting time to recruit because people want to be a part of something that's growing. People want to be a part of something that is a solution. They want to be a part of a mission. They don't just want a good idea that might work someday. We are in the midst of all of this. What a great time to recruit people. What a great time to talk to your happy customers that are so glad and grateful that you shared Legal Shield and ID Shield with them before the latest breach, so that they are sleeping better at night. Perhaps it's time to talk to them about joining our movement, to get the word out to even more people, more companies, more employees, to do more of what we do so that we can protect more people faster. So that when the next data breach happens, everybody is sleeping as well as you and I are. Everybody can put their head on their pillow like you and I can and say, when identity theft lands at my front door, all I'm going to do is tap the app. When somebody compromises my child's identity information, I know who's going to fix it. If, God forbid, I get pulled over for a taillight out and the police officer says he has a warrant for my arrest, I'm not going to wonder what I'll do or who I'll call, because I already know. I want that for everybody. I hope you do too. We are the company and the organization that can make that possible. That's why we talk about making your world a better place, because it is possible for us to do it. But remember what I said. No matter what happens, a large portion of people won't take advantage. They won't step up and join the mission. They won't participate in making our world a better place. Because, and here's where I get a little anxious about what I see on Facebook. Because posting on Facebook is not building the business. Spamming social media is not what professionals do. It doesn't work. The top earners are not telling you to do it because we know it doesn't work. And by the way, if it did work, the company would do that without us. They wouldn't need us. Spam doesn't work. Invitations work. Inviting somebody to sit down and view a presentation or you do a presentation for them. And maybe that's over a cup of coffee, in person, over Zoom, over the phone, however you have to do it. But it's our job to get that information out. But remember, no matter how huge the data breach, no matter how aware it is in everybody's mind around you, no matter how many business owners are being bombarded with the message that identity theft landed at their front door again, that it's affecting their employees again, that it's affecting their business again, no matter how many insurance agents are wondering what they could offer to their clients that's a real comprehensive solution, no matter how much of that is happening, you still have to do the work. You and I still have to do the work to make the world aware that you exist, that I exist, that Legal Shield and ID Shield exists, to explain how it works and why it works, to tell the Legal Shield story, to tell Harlan Stonecipher's story, to talk about that fateful day and that car accident, to talk about a company that was born from the need, not from greed, to talk about a company that has been changing the lives of its members and its associates for nearly 50 years. See, ID Shield and Legal Shield are a solution. Our opportunity is a solution. But it's not automatic. Nobody is going to demand a membership from you today. Nobody's going to demand to join your team today. They still don't know that you and I exist. No matter what the news says, no matter how many people are affected in a breach, you and I are still unknown to the world around us. Now, the good news is that you and I can change that. And we can change it by being professional in everything that we do. But we can also change it by understanding that no matter what the circumstances are, we must do the work. You and I must do that work, and we must do it together and quickly. So let me give you some thoughts as I close up, because I don't want to keep you for a long time this evening, because you are in the middle of this. This is the time. And I want to make sure you understand, because I'm talking about taking advantage of a moment in your business that it's important to be urgent, to have urgency in. We're not taking advantage of a person. We are proactively protecting a person. It's as if you knew that a bad thing was coming to that individual and you could do something about it. Well, you do, and you can. And so I want to remind everybody that we're not taking advantage of any one person. We're taking advantage of a business atmosphere, of a climate, of an opportunity, or we're going to sit back and we're going to watch it happen. And the problem is, it'd be easy to say, it's going to happen with or without you. But the reality is that it doesn't happen without us. The reality is that too many people today, when the day is done, don't know about Legal Shield, don't know about ID Shield. Too many business owners today don't know that their employees could be covered, that they don't have to take time off to deal with legal issues, that when identity theft lands at their house, that it won't be disruptive at the job site. They don't know because they don't know us. They don't know you, they don't know I, and they don't know about our company yet. But we can change that. So let's talk about some ways that we can change that. Number one, our social media presence. I would like for all of us this evening to take a look, a hard look, at not only how we present ourselves on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, if you're using those things. If you have them, how are you presenting yourself? Are you presenting yourself as a professional? And if you're not sure, and by the way, professional doesn't always mean that you have a three-piece suit and a tie and cufflinks, and but I think that it's fair to say without going into any kind of real fine points, that we know what professional is when we look at it. Professional in our communications, in our photos, professional in the way we treat other people, professional in the way we use the ability to broadcast a message. Are we using it to broadcast a message of positivity? Or are we, as individuals, looking like amateurs because we do look like we're trying to take advantage of the person instead of proactively protect and defend that person and our community? Ask yourself that. That's your social media. So people often say to me, well, if I'm not supposed to post all this stuff, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to connect, have conversations, take this very cold interaction that we have on social media where I post something and maybe you like it. And then you post something and maybe I like it. And turn that into a two-way conversation. Bring it to a different platform, like the telephone or in person or Facebook Messenger. Make it something else besides that type of an interaction. Make it personal. Next, fill your calendar. And by the way, this is not an exhaustive list. Fill your calendar with opportunities to meet with people. Now, sometimes that means meeting with people in person, but often it means having telephone conversations with people, having Zoom conversations with people. Everybody here has access to the premium Zoom at no additional charge as part of Legal Shield Advantage. You can get that through lsengage.com. So log into your lsengage, learn how to use your Zoom. If you don't know how to use it yet, that's okay. Today's not the day to learn how to use it, but know that you have that as an additional tool so you can be face to face even when you can't be in the same room. Use everything to your advantage to fill your calendar with one-on-one appointments with people. Not just sending people off to watch something or listen to something and hoping they do, and hoping that they're so proactive or so scared that they'll step up, take out a credit card, and pay on your website. Because again, remember, if we believed that worked, the company would do that without us. We know that this is a people business. We know that this is a belly-to-belly business. We know that this is a business where you and I, as happy and secure members of the service, people that use it and have stories about how we've used it, tell other people those stories. Tell other friends and family those stories. Tell local business owners those stories. Tell human resources managers those stories so that we can get in front of their employees and tell those employees those stories as well. And of course, those stories serve to recruit like nothing else you'll ever do. Stories about how your Legal Shield and ID Shield membership has saved you time and money, heartaches and headaches. Stories about how it's helped people that you personally know. Those are phenomenal stories to help you recruit, to help paint a more colorful picture to that prospect that this is more than just another product to sell and a commission to earn, that this is a mission and that we can help to change our communities and to change our world. So fill your calendar. Make sure that your social media is professional. But more important than anything else is to take massive action. So I started this evening, or this segment, I should say, talking to you about this. What is it really going to take to get you into action? What is it really going to take to get you into action? Now, maybe I know there's a lot of people listening that have earned millions of dollars in this business. You're in action. So let me say to those veterans, those people that have earned millions of dollars, that have a six-figure residual passive income, what's it going to take to get you into action to do more than you've done? Because we are all capable of more, and we are in a moment that our communities need us the most. What's it going to take to get you to do something uncomfortable, to book some identity theft workshops in your community, at your church, at your YMCA, wherever you can serve your community? What's it going to take for you to do that? Even if you can't offer the product, even if you can't recommend ID Shield, what's it going to take to get you into a position to serve? What's it going to take to get you to call some people that you called before and they weren't interested? You called them before and they wouldn't look at it. You called them before and they said that you were crazy. What's it going to take to get you to make those calls again? To put them in your calendar, to get a cup of coffee with those folks again? On the heels of yet another 12 million people wondering who these bad actors are and what are they going to do with my most private information? What's it going to take to get you to take real action? What's it going to take for you to draw a line in the sand and forgive yourself for anything you thought you would have done by now or accomplished by now, whether that be in this business or your life in general, and to stop dragging that forward, to set all of that down, the guilt and anxiety and remorse, and to just step over that and say, enough. I'm not going to let that slow me down anymore. I'm not going to let it hold me back anymore. I'm not going to let it define me anymore. Because this is the business. This is the business that Robert Kiyosaki was writing about, but he didn't even realize it. Incredible cash flow of a one-year advance commission. That means that we can do so much more than we could without it. Because real dollars, significant income, flows to us, and it flows to us quickly. Most of the time we're paid within 24 hours of submission of that business. And we're building a residual book of business for life. And for the life of the membership, not the life that you and I have, not the beating of our hearts. That means that that book of business continues on beyond us, that it's willable to our estate, that it's income and lifestyle, it's options and opportunities for our children and our children's children. So what will it take to get you into action? What will it take you to get you to engage in this business today? When we know that tens of millions of people are suffering, yes, they're working, but they don't have control of their schedule. They don't control how much income they can make. And the biggest problem is that they do not know that they have an option. They just don't know. They, like myself and so many others, were told from birth that there was only one path, and it leads to a life of less, a life of ordinary, a life of wondering if you can make it to the end of the month and pay the bills, a life where you hold your teeth together and hope that the car starts, and you hope that no other surprise expenses pop up. They don't know that there's another life to be lived. They don't know that they can earn extra income without quitting their job, so they don't have to be fearful in starting a business. They don't know that they could turn this into a real, long-term, meaningful career. And the reality is that a lot of folks don't know that the American dream is still alive, because they have been told and taught for years, because it benefited other people to get us to believe that the American dream was dead. Well, it's not dead. It's as alive as it's ever been, but it comes with massive responsibility. It comes with the responsibility to do the work, to take the action, to remember why we get up every morning, to not let life beat us down. It takes the responsibility to be willing to be a hero to your family, to your community, to strangers, to the people that you've never met that you will step in front of this week and enroll them as employees with this as their new benefit. These people need a hero. Your community needs one, and the person in the mirror needs one. And one of my favorite things about my Legal Shield business, about this business that you and I each have, is that it allows us the vehicle to make radical change in our lives, to make the world around us a better place, to act on social justice, to change things for real, real change. But it also allows us to be our own hero, to stand tall as the heads of our households, to feel good about what we do every day, and to make a real difference in the world. Now let me leave you with the question one more time. And you can say it however you want to say it. You can say it's your why. You can say it's your reason for getting up in the morning. But I just want you to identify it tonight and act on it tonight. And know, before you go to sleep again, know what it is that it will take. What will it take to get you to take real action? What will it take to get the people in your team to take real action? What will it take to get you to be one of the people that moves on this and not one of those that watches from the sidelines as others do it? This is your moment. This is our time. Take full advantage of this atmosphere that exists where you can help more people faster than perhaps ever before. Thank you so much for listening to the call tonight. Go out there and make an impact. Good night.